Deloge Law Group. Immigration experts who are so committed to your success that they'll only take your case if they think they can win. The Deloge Law Group has already helped thousands of people from all over the world to obtain legal status and make Canada their home. Whether you're currently in Canada or abroad, the Deloge Law Group will assist you with any immigration matter in the most expeditious and cost-efficient manner. It's time to call Canada home. Go to Deloge.ca. That's DESLOGES.ca.
You're listening to the Drew Marshall Show, and the kids are all here, almost all of them. Phil, our video intern, had to boogie. But we've got a few interns who are still here. First of all, we have Erica, the intern over there in the corner. Social media, phenomenal human being. Shauna, the intern, phenomenal engineer, human being. And then we have Charlene, the video, phenomenal intern. And then there's Alex. You knew that was coming, eh?
From the first part of the show.
So, right now there's four interns in the studio and us, Tim. And so what I'd like to do is I'd like to ask you kids about what did you think when you were starting to come into some show like this? You know, you applied for the internship and it's a God show. What does that mean? How's that going to be? And then, are you okay? Are you doing all right with it? And then we're going to, you know, we'll ask a couple of you voluntarily if you'd like to share, what do you think about the possibility of whether there's a God or not, right? So, there you go. Let's start with the person I pick on the most, Tim.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Tim, I was just kidding. I didn't want to talk to you.
All right.
Charlene, when you applied for this position, did you know it was going to be a God show?
Well, I did, like, research on you guys, so I assumed it was.
You have to be right against the mic, like I told you.
Char is very shy. Shy. Okay, so right up on it. So what?
Oh, well, like, I was, like, researching you guys, so I knew that...
It was a God show.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you expect? Did you have any expectations?
I wasn't expecting this environment.
What does that mean?
It's way more, like, relaxed and chill.
Right.
And it's just more fun than I expected then
you,
it to
did
be.
You think it was going to be kind of, oh, Father, please, Domino's better than your father?
Not that religious, okay. But, like, less toned down than this.
Right. We're not very toned at all.
It's fun, though. It's fun.
Erica, snuggle over to that mic. You guys are going to have to share that one. Erica, what did you think?
I think I knew what to expect coming into it. I looked it up. I mean, I've always gone to Christian school, so...
You've gone to Christian school?
Yes, I went to King's Christian Collegiate in Oakville.
I think I spoke there once.
Really?
Once.
That's usually what happens. I speak somewhere once. So you've grown up with a lot of Jesus stuff?
No, actually, I haven't. There wasn't really much at home. My family was always open to believe what you want.
But why did they send you to the Jesus school?
They disliked the environment the most. They always preferred private school and just we really liked the teachers and just the location. It was close to my house.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
Good. At the Christian school, I got to stop saying Jesus school. At the Christian school, do they have chapels?
Yes, every Tuesday morning.
Do they have speakers?
Not that I remember.
Oh, okay.
You broke it.
All right. And then Alex, what about you? What did you know? But when you're, what did you know? What you're getting into?
I don't know if we can prepare ourselves for you, Drew.
Wow.
She's good.
You know what? You used to be so shy. You were so reserved and shy.
Oh, yeah. The anxiety was up there, and now it's down here.
Is it? You're okay?
It's the ambience.
But do you remember when you kind of first got involved with the show?
I remember looking on Indeed, looking for an internship.
Yep.
And I saw social media, Oakville, and the spiritual word.
Yeah.
And I thought that would be so cool.
So cool. And
I applied right away.
Sorry to disappoint.
And then I hop in the shower, and then 30 minutes after applying, I get a call from Drew saying, like, basically interviewing me right on the spot.
Yep. I don't waste time, man. You know?
Yeah.
Right into it. No, listen, I put the ad on Indeed, and there'd be about, I don't know how many... Maybe 100 people apply for the thing, and when I see somebody, I go, yeah, that's. What's also important is, like, I'm trying to say you're all awesome interns. I get that you really are, but you all actually live kind of close, and that's important because I'm sorry, but here we go with my millennial bashing again. you guys have the most excuses for not, I can't come, the train, I missed the, and I couldn't, and then I have a limp, I broke a heel, a nail, I don't know, whatever.
I save that for school, not for work.
Okay, all right, all right. Nice. Anyway, I knew you guys were all, this is actually one of the best crop of interns we've ever had, maybe the best. Shauna, what about you when you first started getting involved with this show? Did you know what you're getting into?
Yes and no. I've actually seen ads to work here and the other station that's part of, you know, this space.
Yes.
And then it was January and I needed an internship like tomorrow.
Oh.
So I went everywhere I could on the internet and emailed everyone and said, hey, would you take an intern like tomorrow until April? Would that be great? And no one was getting back to me. And then I found Indeed and applied for like 12 there. And yeah. You got back to me in half an hour when I was going, oh my God, I'm not getting anything. I'm not going anywhere. No one's going to call me.
Early bird gets the worm.
I'm going to have to take like another theory course and not do a field placement. And then my phone was ringing and I missed it. And you said, thank you for writing a cover letter. Like, that was optional.
Okay, let me just tell you, for all you kids out there, write a stinking cover letter with a little personality in it, will you? I don't know what kind of advice you guys get in school.
Well, we got a template.
Yeah, but everyone knows it's a template. Okay, fine, if you want to have a bit of a template, okay, fine. You don't want to, like, write it in crayon or anything. But have a pulse in it. That's all I'm like, especially when it comes to social media interns. It's not like we need straight and narrow, you know. Never mind, I'm going to get
it. Should we be social?
Yes.
Is that helpful?
Try being social, yeah. Okay, is there anything that you've heard so far? Now, Erica, you've been here the shortest length of time. The other ones have been here maybe a little bit longer. Is there anything you've heard that has stood out to you? Is there an interview or a moment or a guest or something that stood out? Shauna, is there anything that stood out for you?
Stood out in what sense?
I don't know.
Sense?
An interesting conversation. Ooh, I never thought about that. That's interesting. I don't know. Spiritual stuff. Whatever. Nothing?
Well, there's a lot. You have a lot of very different guests back to back every week. It's hard to pick one off the top of my head right now.
Right. Okay. Alex?
I would say just like all the, my dad is always constantly saying, oh, there's another Buddhist on the show, but I actually find them really interesting because my boyfriend is really into space and spiritualness and Egypt and all that. So just hearing like a real Buddhist talk about their experiences and where they started and how they got into it and what they've like found in themselves while going through that journey. Mm-hmm. It's so interesting.
Well, your dad might be angry with me though, because I should only have Christians on the show.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. He's not like.
But what if you become a Buddhist? He's going to be angry with me.
No.
Okay. I could give him Chapman's
they
ice cream.
They would support me.
I know.
Wherever I would decide.
You've got some good parents. Shar, how about you? I mean, you've been here for mostly just the music side of things because you're one of our video. By the way, Shar puts it, go to our YouTube channel. We call it DrewTube because we're so ingenious. And there's over 100 musicians performing. And what these video interns do is they film the whole thing and then they edit it down to about 20, 25 minutes. And you've done an amazing job, Charlene. You really have.
Thank you.
Is there a musician, a recording artist that stands out for you?
Story-wise, Kalita's story.
Oh, yeah.
She just had so much that happened to her.
And isn't that
her
insane?
To overcome it.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
What's happening here? All right, Alex, did you just break the microphone? This is Alex's last day on the... yeah, she had an incredible story. Incredible story. But there have been some really talented musicians in the studio, right?
Voice-wise, I really like Tyra Jutai, I think that's
her name. Oh, yeah.
Her voice is just very unique, and I've never really heard anything like it.
You know, in a couple of weeks, we've got a guy, not the 6th or 17th, the one after, 24th maybe, a second last recording artist of season 15. His name is Jack DeKaiser. He is a guitar phenom, and he's going to be performing live in the studio, so looking forward to him. Normally, he's up at the Orangeville Blues and Jazz Festival, which is happening right now up in Orangeville. Odd place for it to happen. Okay, let's get into...
Erica has to talk about her big moment.
my big moment.
Okay, so the problem with Erica is that she is so gentle and kind. And
I just don't think you know me well enough.
Okay.
She's still getting used to you,
never
Drew.
Never been described with those words in my entire life.
Drew does that a lot. He said I was pleasant on my paperwork, and I was like, huh?
Okay. Tim, can you take over the board, please, from Shauna? She's got too much power.
How's the bus from under there, Drew?
Erica, go.
I think...
Well, the reason... Hold on. The reason I didn't go to Erica, she's only been here for 5 shows.
Well, have none of your 5 shows been interesting?
Oh! Oh! Boom!
Tim, why are you so loud?
Because I don't have a mic.
Erica?
I would say one that stands out for me, I think, was Dr. Sue Johnson. I think that just hearing someone talk about different types of people and just how to connect with people. I think that we all see it in our lives, and then you see someone talk about it and you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Like, I've applied that in my life, or maybe I should. So things like that I like. And I like it because every week when our list comes out, my mom gets so excited because she knows most of the guests. So every week she's just waiting for it. And I always like to...
Your mom knows most of our guests?
Yes. Not personally, but she like she's a fan of them. So okay. Being able to, you know, hear people that she's really interested in, and she always can't wait for me to come home and hear about it.
Oh, cool.
So,
what's your mom's name?
Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Oh, she's not listening right now. Okay. By my request. It depends on how the interview goes.
This is the last time we're letting the interns speak. Letting the interview speak. Oh, yes, Shauna.
I do. I thought, because I've been here very long, and I'm like, there's so many guests, but... my first show, you had Diane Lake from the Manson family.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a really interesting interview.
Yeah, she was the youngest member of the Charles Manson gang, the Manson family.
And then in terms of, like, gushing fan moments of guests that I'm like, how does Drew have these people? Definitely Sean McCann and Randy Bachman.
Yeah. Yeah, those are all good. Old Randy. Oh, old Randy! I just called him Old Randy. Wow. Had a lovely meal last Saturday with
I didn't.
No, I tend not to invite you to too many things, Tim. I don't know if you're picking up on that yet.
I do. I do this. Yeah.
You want to come to Eckhart Tolle tomorrow night with me?
Oh. after your big he looks like a pig thing, you want
to... Don't say it again.
Well, let me think about that one.
Okay, let's get into the God stuff, and whoever wants to share, it's up to you to start, because I'm not going to point at people, because it's a personal question, and this is Canada, and we don't want to offend any snowflakes. So, do you think there's a God? Because you've heard my show, and you've heard me talk about it, and you've heard me be open about this. I struggle with believing in something that seemingly is invisible. But I want there to be more, I'm just not sure. So... what do you think? Anybody?
I actually have no clue what's out there. I do not know.
No.
And that's why I've taken on more of the spiritual.
Spiritual, not religious?
Yeah. Growing up in a Christian household.
How can you not know?
But just being brought up around that, and my dad believing in God and my mom believing in God, and I'd never really, I just took on the Christian label.
Right.
I didn't really understand anything. I've never read the Bible. And then I met my boyfriend, and he kind of opened my eyes to everything else. And whenever I see him, whenever I get in the car, he shoots me with all these different facts and stuff he's found out, and he's always researching things.
Is he mansplaining?
Godsplaining.
Yeah, nice.
I don't think so, because for the first 6 months that we were dating, I was very much like, I'm a Christian.
Oh, yeah.
And these are my beliefs.
Yep.
And then I slowly started to listen to what he had to say.
Right. Do your parents like him?
Yes.
Okay. No, because he's not exactly on the Jesus team, right?
Yeah. My mom's always like, oh, it would be nice if he believed in God. But she still loves him. And the fact that he is nice to me is the most important thing.
Have you ever had anyone say to you, Alex, well, the reason that you sort of wandered away from your Jesus stuff that you grew up with is because you didn't bother spending any time reading the Bible? Has anyone ever said that to you?
I've never told anybody.
You've never told anybody you didn't really read the Bible?
No, I've never told my mom or my dad or anybody that I've...
You just outed yourself on the show right now?
Yeah.
Live on the Drew Marshall Show.
Wow.
Best show ever.
Tim's so loud. How do you... Wait, did I just... Sorry, did you willingly do this?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just... I feel bad now.
I just... What? I never knew how to bring it up.
Done got brought up now.
This was actually a good way to bring it up. And, I don't know. I think this is a good way to start to really get out the words.
Yeah.
But I know that I think my mom would be kind of heartbroken about it.
Yeah.
But, of course, she would never, like, just disown me and never talk to me again and be upset with me.
No.
She would want to understand why I feel this way.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the prerequisite to authentic spirituality is authenticity. You cannot grow spiritually unless you're willing to be authentic spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you are authentic spiritually.
Thank you.
So I have no worries about where things will go for you spiritually.
And I might find myself back believing in God and being a Christian. I don't know. I don't know where I will be in the next 10 to 15, 20, so on years.
Yeah. Well, so. There are some people out there that know. They know that you'll be in hell.
See you guys down there.
See you guys down there, Alex. Oh, man. It's so interesting. Thank you for that, actually, for being authentic like that. My heart actually skipped a beat. I went,
Yeah.
Okay. Proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Erica, how about you? Oh, sorry. I said I wouldn't point people out.
Exactly.
Erica, is there anything you want to say or not?
And
we're running out of time, so keep it short, will you?
I think that I do believe in God. I like the idea of giving people hope, and I think that what a God provides is just some hope no matter what's going on. I think that it allows people to know maybe this is happening for a reason. You know, when you're going through something difficult, I think it's a lot easier to be like, God's testing me. I'm going to be strengthened through this. And it is just be like, my life sucks right now and there's no reason for it. So I like that idea of it. And I think that that's really important. That's something that I've always connected to, especially going to Christian school. That was always something that we were taught. It wasn't just everybody sit down and read the Bible. It was, this is the relationship that you can have with God. And that was always something that I like to carry through highs and lows, because I think that it also keeps you humble when things are going well. You know, maybe there's someone to thank and someone to blame. I don't really think you can just do one. So it's kind of, I don't know, it's a presence. It helps people not feel alone.
Mm.
So you're kind of, you always have somebody there. And I really like that aspect of it, but I don't know exactly what my belief is, but I do think I believe, and I try and have a relationship because it feels good to not be alone.
I cannot believe how you two have just rocked this. I don't even want to hear from you two. No, for Shauna and Shar, I don't care. You cannot do better than that, so I don't want you to look bad.
Okay? Are you sure? I'm on my second degree.
I know. That's exactly why. No, we're just out of time. I'm so sorry. I feel bad, but I do care about you, Shauna. You know that. Char? A little bit. All right, listen. Guys, that was amazing. Seriously, that was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.